Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rumba.
ET and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Talking some baseball this hour. We've talked a lot of baseball throughout the course of the show. It's obviously been Rodgers and Rex Ryan heavy and the Jets head coaching search. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But it is fascinating still, BT. We were just talking about during the break. You know, there are a lot of players still out there. I know it's now, you know, early January. By the way, happy birthday, Joey. My nephew turns 11 today.
All right, Joe. So there you go, Joe.
Him and Cole do kind of close.
They're similar,
to the birthdays.
Yeah.
Joey just turned 11 today. Sent him some stuff. Hopefully the freaking mail gets it there in time. I was supposed to pay to get it there yesterday. It didn't show up, so it better get there today.
Wait, so you got him the Hughes jersey for the Devils, right, for Christmas. What'd you get him for the...
I don't want to say because he didn't get it yet.
Is he in school? Well, he's in school now. It's 1:30.
They're homeschooled. He might be all...
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
I don't know. Maybe he's listening to
all
it.
All right, Joe.
Who knows? We're going back on the Odyssey app.
Got it. How's he playing this year? Getting some goals?
I think well. Yeah, I haven't been to enough game, but he's been playing well. You're having some fun. They got a
hockey
tournament
player
coming up at... Where was the Miracle on Ice?
Lake Placid.
Yeah,
he's going
go
up there.
Oh, that's
coming up
sick. For that. I know. I wish I could go to it, but
wow.
Anyway, so happy birthday.
Hey,
but the
Joe.
Point is, it's early January, so but we're a month away from pitchers and catchers, and there are a lot of players still there. Like, we were going over yesterday on Baseball Night in New York, because the way you're trying to build a team here for the Mets, or Yankees for that matter, Yankees are more complete than the Mets. Certainly, maybe they're a move or two away. The Mets have multiple moves, but there are still a lot of moves to be made, whether it's the bullpen, whether it's bringing in another starter, obviously position players, outfield, infield. There's a lot of players still out there.
There's a lot of big-name players, too, which makes it really exciting. There's Bregman, there's Arenado via trade, there's Pete, there's Castillo via trade. By the way, I meant to tell you this over the holidays, right?
Yeah.
So, mentioning your nephew,
yep.
I'm going through, and we did it for my daughter as well, but you know, because they grow so fast. I mean, you know, he just turned 10 the other day, as you know, and when you're that age, you grow, you're growing out of stuff. So you have some things in the closet that maybe grandma or grammy gave you years ago that doesn't fit. You got to get rid of some. So my wife is doing that. And I kind of go through the jerseys and stuff. Like, I determine what uniforms we keep. And like I enjoy doing that. I'm going through his stuff the other day, and it hit me as I'm thumbing through a travel uniform, club uniform. Ah, there's Rogers. Ah, there's Brunson. Ah, there's Randall. Got to get rid of that. Soda.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
It's a collector's item.
It was, you know, and it does have the name on it, so I can't even play it off as a Roger Clemens or even an Omar Moreno jersey from back
22
in the day.
Now, they should be giving that 22 away right now.
You know what I mean? It did hit me. It really hit me over the holidays, and I knew it, but I'm like, oh, I got to get rid of this jersey.
Soto, like, we are just scratching the surface. It was a battle all offseason long, and even in season where we talked about it and said that he might be leaving. We are just scratching the surface here on how big this is going to be when Juan Soto officially sets foot on the field in a Mets uniform, and then the whole year Soto versus Judge, the two right fielders this town.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say bad blood because I don't know if it's necessarily that, but still, Soto spurned Judge and the Yankees to go sign with the Mets. Now that's his team, and he's got an uphill battle here. He's got to make the Mets as relevant as the Yankees. Signing there is one thing, way to do it. Now he's got to actually go out there and produce at a superstar level. He shouldn't be taking a backseat to anybody. If there's somebody who could turn the tables, it's him, but he's actually got to go out there and do it. So we've only just scratched the surface here.
The crown is heavy.
Yeah.
And it's heavier when number 99 is not behind you in the batting order. Just remember that one.
I think he'll be all right.
I think he'll be all right.
Hoff,
Last year was his best year as a major leaguer.
And Judge didn't have a shabby year either. He also
hit 62 home runs without Juan Soto a couple of years before that.
Okay.
And 52 as a rookie. Just saying.
Soto 26. See her already. Sorry. Hoff, what was your question?
I just was wondering, do you think that the next time that Soto and Judge speak to each other on the field will be the first time they've spoken since the last game of the season?
See, that's what I mean. That is weird, right? Mm-hmm. There's something there. I'm not saying it's bad blood.
There's something there.
They worked together all year. They were there for a whole year.
He changed his phone number. Don't you remember the story?
I'm not buying it.
Oh, I am.
I'm not buying that whole thing. And even if he did, there's still ways to get in touch with guys. Like, you don't think that Soto's talked to Gleyber Torres since? I guarantee you that he has.
Well, they're boys. I mean, they're straight up boys. I bet you Juan was probably saying, hey, you know, I'm trying to get the Mets to call you. I wouldn't doubt that they were trying to get together and get to Queens. Like, once Juan was already with the Mets, I'm sure he was trying to hope that maybe, if it wasn't realistic, that the Mets might pursue Gleyber Torres. I don't know this to be true. I would venture to guess, being the class act that Aaron Judge is, I would think that he finally got the new number and reached out to him and said, I believe this. And I could be wrong, but I believe Aaron Judge congratulated him on the deal and probably like, hey, I'm going to miss you, man. I really enjoyed it. I love playing with you. I know you got to do what you got to do for your family. I hope you're happy. I honestly believe that's the kind of guy Aaron Judge is.
Why don't we get Jim Bowden on that and tell us who's been texting back and forth with Soto and maybe his former teammates?
There was no bad blood between them. Stop starting stuff.
I'm not starting stuff.
You think there was bad blood.
I didn't. No. I didn't want to use the term bad blood. What would be the other word that you would use?
They just weren't close. Well,
when you got two studs like that,
yeah,
like otherworldly studs,
uh-huh,
and it's why I give Aaron Boone so much credit for being able to keep things together with that team last year.
He's amazing with that.
I do think that Judge is a different type of superstar. Clearly, Judge doesn't have that ego. Everybody's got an ego, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He let Soto shine, but now Soto's going to be shining somewhere else. There's got to be some kind of discourse. The way that he left, the way that it went down, I'm not buying that it's all hunky-dory. Everybody's okay. They all love each other. Good for you making that much money. I believe. Same thing with Pete, like how Pete's got to be ticked off to a certain extent because of the money. I just believe that there's some kind of bad blood between the two of them.
So you do say it.
I can't say it.
Yeah, stop dancing around. There's no way there's bad blood. Now, maybe, listen, you ask Aaron Judge, and he doesn't really do these kind of interviews, but if you asked him, of course he's probably going to say that he's fully honest. Yeah, of course I'm going to miss, you know, number 22 in front of me. He's got one of the most amazing eyes in the history of the game. And he's a great teammate. He worked hard. I think he would just shower him with platitudes, but I think the difference, obviously, with the Judge and Soto, I think the Judge was able to compartmentalize Soto's free agency different than his own, meaning Aaron Judge loves the Yankees. Juan Soto loves money. And I think that Aaron Judge always knew that. That, like, he's not a natural. He wasn't drafted by the Yankees, wasn't developed.
But
he
was more than the money.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Money. Well, that's... What do you mean?
I mean, the Yankees offered a lot of money, too. It was very close. It wasn't the disparity that we thought.
Yeah, so...
Which to me, makes it a little bit more intriguing in the element that he left them, even though they offered him a significant amount.
I get it. Like, basically, what Juan Soto was saying to us is he thinks that the Mets are the better bet for the next couple of years. That's why I say, watch out. The crown's heavy.
Yeah, and he's going to bet on himself.
Don't trip. Don't stumble.
Ooh, baby, I can't wait. John is in Old Bridge. What's up, John?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, John.
So I know you guys were talking about Luis Arraez as a possible option for the next Yankee second baseman, but there's one guy out there, free agent, so that's another plus on him. You wouldn't have to trade for him like Arraez.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Jose Iglesias. Now, if you want to do a little comparison of the two last year. So in 270 at-bats for Iglesias, he hit .337 with 20 extra base hits. And Arraez hit .314 with 39 extra base hits and 637 at-bats.
Yeah, I brought him up yesterday. Remember, when we were using Arraez as an example, I pointed to Iglesias and saying what the batting average can do, where people dismissed Iglesias for years. He was out of the big leagues for a while. Mets took a chance on him after guys got hurt, and he had a big impact putting the bat on the ball and getting some base hits and getting on base.
Right. A couple more things. Iglesias' walk rate last year, 4%. Arraez was only 3.5%. And then we go to the defensive side. I think we can all agree that Iglesias is a much better defender than Arraez.
Oh, it's not even close. He's a wizard with that stuff.
Right.
And then
base running, that's a little bit harder to decipher, but I would still give the edge to Iglesias
on that.
I'm sorry for cutting you short there, but thank you for the call.
Yeah,
I mean, look, Arraez has been a batting champion. Do you think Iglesias is going to hit over 300 again this year? I want him back with the Mets, but I'm not banking on the fact that he's going to have the same offensive production as he did a year ago.
No, I mean, this is where we're getting a little twisted. I remember saying this at the end of last year, knowing that he was going to be a free agent. I would love to have Iglesias on the Yankees as backup. Yeah, he could play a couple times
a week.
But
that's what he should be for the Mets.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he morphed into that out of necessity. Luis Arraez is very flawed, but he's got back-to-back-to-back batting titles. Three in a row. I don't know. Did Wade Boggs ever do that? He might have. Did Tony Gwynn? I'm sure. But how many guys are going for four straight? Let me actually just check Boggs.
By the way, Iglesias for the Yankees wouldn't be a bad option.
He'd be a terrific option. I said this last year.
He's better than LeMahieu or Cabrera for third base.
Oh, wow. Wade Boggs did win. He won four in a row. So Wade Boggs, wow, look at these numbers.
Yeah, but he won batting titles hitting .330-something.
No, 368, there you go. .357, .363, and .366.
Yeah, .360. I've sold him short there.
Jeez, four in a row. So there's been a couple, but not many.
Bob is in Pennsylvania. Bob?
Wow.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you guys?
Good,
Bobby.
Hey, I listen to sports talk radio a lot, and finally, there's a subject where I have expertise.
Okay.
My last name is Bowden.
Bowden, and?
And I'm 71 years old, and I can tell you, well, first of all, it's a British surname, and in the UK, they 100% pronounce it Bowden.
Okay.
Bowden. Yep.
However, I pronounce it Bowden, and my family does because, and I've been in this situation hundreds of times in my life where people who don't know the pronunciation read it and say what they think the pronunciation is. In America, 80% of the time people say Bowden, and 20% of the time they say Bowden. So my family just capitulated.
Oh.
And I pronounced it Bowden.
So
however,
which one is it? Yeah.
However,
I can't take it anymore, guys. Yeah.
Well, remember the Florida State football coach, Bowden?
Yeah, of
Bobby Bowden. It was Bowden.
Yeah. Well, that's actually my name, Robert.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
See, that's why I'm so confused, and thank you for the call, Bob.
Did he add clarity, or did he just make it more confusing?
No.
He didn't add any clarity at all.
I think it's to each their own, so maybe Jim goes by Bowden.
I got a question for you.
Bowden. I mean, I think.
I know you complain. Oh, I don't have time to get to the gym. Oh, yeah. I'm going to start working out soon. All right, I believe you eventually, but maybe you get this in your house because this is easier. Yeah. Do you have, or if you do, would you have a Bowflex or a Bowflex?
Yeah, Bowflex.
Exactly.
Obviously. Yeah.
So why is it a Bowden?
I don't know.
Is it Bowden?
I don't know. I'm still confused. You're confusing me even more. more. By the way, Bobby Bowden there was our call of the day. Today's call of the day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. I would think. I see his name. I've been seeing it for years. I still can't get it right. But now I'm definitive. That's it. Boone has weighed in. It's Bowden, like Bo Jackson. I'll never forget it again.
Up until a couple of days ago, I kept stumbling over Arias. I'm like, is it Arias? I Luis Arias. I had to learn how to say. I always said it wrong with him, too.
BT and Sal on the field. We'll come back, finish up on the phones. 888-808-1019.